Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show we visit the decade, the 1950s. Well, the 50s, in my opinion, was the last decade of really good popular light music with a really good tune to go with it. First up, we visit the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool with Ernest Broadbent at the console with Marching Strings. Ernest Broadbent there with Marching Strings, which was composed by Ray Martin and used as the theme tune for the BBC radio programme Top of the Form. Well, we stay with the same organ and a completely different style now as we slow things down for a lovely lush ballad that was published in 1950. It was written for Mario Lanza, who sang it with Catherine Grayson in the 1950 movie The Toast of New Orleans. And it's that lovely ballad, Be My Love, and it's being played by Simon Gledhill.
Thank you.
The wonderful lush sounds there of Simon Gledhill at the Tower Bar in Blackpool, showing the instrument's quiet and soft side. Well, we now journey across to the pond to some of my favourite recordings made by George Wright. This features the small 2-manual 10-rank Wurlitzer in the Rialto Theatre, South Pasadena. And I've always appreciated George live in concert. So here he is with George Shearing's The Lullaby of Birdland. Jazzy sounds there from George Wright at the Rialto Theatre in South Pasadena, live in concert. We now journey back across the pond to Great Britain and to the Brentford Musical Museum. The beautiful 3-manual 12-rank Wurlitzer was originally in the Regal Kingston upon Thames, and it certainly ranked highly in my personal rating. Well, at the console is Len Rawl with that lovely hit made famous by Shirley Bassey, Cry Me a River.
Thank you.
lovely sweet sounds there featuring Len Rawl with Cry Me a River. Now, I mentioned earlier that the Wurlitzer was originally from the Regal Kingston-upon-Thames, and that's where we're going now. The organ was of course made famous in its theatre days by the one and only Joseph Seal. And here is Joe with a selection from Frank Loss's musical Guys and Dolls.
Thank you.
Wonderful sounds there from Joseph Steele at the Regal Kingston upon Thames Wurlitzer with that wonderful set of music from Guys and Dolls. And if you didn't know the tunes, well, they were Guys and Dolls, A Woman in Love, Take Back Your Mink, Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat, I'll Know, and If I Were a Bell. And of course, Guys and Dolls is enjoying a revival at the moment. Well, we now head back across the pond to Illinois into the San Filippo Music Salon. The five-manual 80-rank Wurlitzer is one of the largest in the world, and for this time we have a track by Jelani Eddington, featuring Jelani on both the organ and the piano. So here's that beautiful ballad written by Leroy Anderson. It's called Forgotten Dreams. Soft and sweet sounds there from Jelani Eddington at the San Filippo Wurlitzer. Well, that's nearly all we've got time for on this week's show, but for our last track this week, we pop up to Norfolk and to the Firsford Collection. Robert Wolfe is at the console with a medley of Russ Conway favourites. Of course, Russ Conway was a famous pianist who composed many hits in the 1950s. Here are three of them: Side Saddle, China Tea, and The Old Piano Rag. Thank you. lively and rhythmical sounds there from Robert Wolf showing off all the power of the Furstford Wurlitzer. Well, I'm afraid that's all we got time for on this week's show. So from me, Damon Cox, take care, all the best, bye-bye.